Karmoy Shochavei Roim, that his friend had a kerem, his friend had a vineyard growing there, and this person, Aruven, came and planted his own vegetables there like. Shezora Karmoy Shochavei Roim. Smodar. In other words, in his friend's field, that vineyard was smodar, means it was like unripe, very young grapes, so just about budding. That was the Maisa Kachoyu. That Reuven went down and took his own seeds and planted his own seeds in Shimon's vineyard. So Locha was Ubo Maisav Nechachomim. They asked the Shal in front of the Chomim, what should we do here? The Osru Es Hazroyim. They said, listen, Reuven then planted his royim, his seeds, in Shimon's vineyard. So now became Klaya Kerem like. So the seeds became Osabano. But Fetiru Es Gefanim. But the Gefanim, the grapes, they stay Mutta, because they belong to Shimon. Shimon didn't do anything wrong. Reuven is coming and planted his own seeds in Shimon's vineyard, so Reuven has the right to ask the Dovah Shein Shalai. He can't put an Issa upon Shimon's Gefanim. But Reuven's own Zeroyim, they do become Asa. So the question is, Vamai, why? Lema, let us say, Kal B'chaymahu. Umaha Oyser, Ein Aneser, Madach the grapes. And that's the one that's going to come and ask to these Zeroyim, because of Klai Kerem. So here the grapes itself does not become also. It's a bol esav lo yosar in adin shlo yisaser. If so, how could it come in asa? The zroyim. How comes Reuven's zroyim is also? Like the Chur, you see, you don't say such a svara. That even though the kerem cannot asar itself, but it has a kerem to asar something else. So here also, even though this chatzik izayit that you think tita of the korban ha-toydir itself, it does not make the toydir pigul, because it's not a kizayis. But our koponim, it could help to be even starif to make our koponim the lechem tigul. So what's your question? Skmur says, no, hochi ashta. What does one have to do with the other? I'll tell you, hosom over there by Klaya Kerem Izroyim, ken vis veluf, osru Torah. The main issue the Torah puts not to make Klaya Kerem is not to plant or ken vis veluf. The avada, the pshat from this is that slafuki avada, the heimin Izroyim also. They mean it tfuah. Avada, wheat, barley is also nisakla kerem. But excluding the five mine tfuah, also canvas flus is also. But mashenkin, other type of vegetables, there's no issa midiraisa. So, shaz roi midirabonin hu diyasri. That if you plant other vegetables in the vineyard, it's only yasa midirabonin. Therefore, the svar is like this. Haidi avari surra kansu rabonin. Reuven then went and planted his vegetables in Shimon's vineyard. He did an issa. The Rabbanan made a kenas here. The Rabbanan said that your vegetables are also. But haide lo yavadi sura lo kinsur Rabbanan. The kid says Shimon that did not do anything wrong. He only planted the grapes in his vineyard. But since he did not do anything wrong, and the so issa of these roim in the vineyard is only with the Rabbanan, here it's a svarim that the Rabbanan did not make a kenas on Shimon, only upon Reuven. But over here, by this Machshavis Pigul, Lema Kalvachoyma, why don't I say Kalvachoyma? The Madach, this Machshavati, the Chatzik Isaiah from the Bosser tomorrow, does not make the Bosser itself Pigul, so for sure this Machshavis should not help to be Mitzarev to make the Lechem Pigul. Now the Gemara says, the Ikka Damasni law, some ask like this question, Akvosim, by the Loch of the Kvosim, and like this. That boy minay Reb Lezer Merav, Reb Lezer is a shalom from Rav. What's going to be hashoychet es kvosim? The one that's made the shechita on the kvosim. He had a mind then lechol kizayis mehenu melachmon maho liyav gulayim. What's the loch? Is the chal pigul or not? The shash he made the shechita on the keves. He had a mind to the chatzik kizayis from the kvosim tomorrow, and the chatzik kizayis from the shtei lechem tomorrow. So maho liyav gulayim. So what's like this? Kvosim loikemi boile. The kvosim itself, pshit is not chal pigul upon the kvosim. Hashta kula melechem. Le mefaglei, matach when you have a machshavati, the kezayis of the lechem tomorrow. It's only chal pigul upon the lechem, not back upon the kvosim. If so, when you have a machshavah mehen or melachmon, that you only have a machshavah of a chatzik kezayis from the boso, and only a chatzik kezayis on the lechem, is mi boi. So pshita that machshav on the chatzik zayis of the lechem will not help you to come back to make pigul upon the korban. So on the korban you only have a machshav of a chatzik zayis, that does not help. But kiko mi boyili, where is my shiloh liyav gule lechem? My shiloh is could it be chal pigul upon the lechem here? And the shiloh is Mi mitzarf ikvosel nefkuli lalechem aloi. Do I say, even though you only had a machshava to eat a chatzi kezayis of the lechem tomorrow, but since you also had a mind to eat a chatzi kezayis of the boss of the korban tomorrow, so the bosor of the kvosim is mitzarf to the lechem. Just like when you make pigle upon the bosor, it's also chal pigle upon the lechem. So maybe here the machshava is mitzarf. That was a shailo aloi? Maybe not. Omla yitzed back, yes, af pizu alechem mefugol v'akvosim einu mefugolim. Yes, that the machshava could be mitzarif, and it's considered now like you have a machshava tiri kezayis of the boss of the lechem tomorrow, therefore the lechem it's chapigol, but not upon the bossa. So on this we ask the question, via my why, the churuleima kal v'choim, what do I say kal v'choim, o maha mefagol, eina mispagol, madach hamefagol itself, is eina mispagol, if you make pigol upon the lechem itself. Means if you have in mind the kezayis of the lechem itself, saying the mispagel, it does not make back the bosor, the korban to be pigul. If so, habol fagel here, your machshava is only a chatzik kezayis. For loy pigul, that machshava itself did not help. Is ain't a din shloy yispagel? So for sure, the machshava here should not make pigul. So on this again, the Gemara asks, Umi Amrin and Kabochemik Yagavna. Do I say such a strong like this? V'atani, we learned a case like this. That the Meister once happened, the story B'yechod, with Ruvain, Shezara Karma, Shechaveri Smother, that his friend Shimon had a vineyard field of smother, of grapes just blossoming, and Ruvain went down and planted his vegetables there. And again, the locher is that the vegetables become also, but not the grapes. So, V'yamai, why? Lema, why not say a Kabachaima? Omaha, O Easter, Rain, and Nefer, Maddoch, the grapes that make the Easter. They themselves not become also. Here that the grapes, they themselves do not become osa, so how could they put an isra upon the vegetables? So Maragin answers back, no, what's the question? Hosma by the vegetables, ken visvaluf osu Torah. Only these two types of vegetables is osa midiraisa. Again, achutz from the heimine kitni, heimine tvua. But out of vegetables, only these two. Shaz, royim, the other type of vegetables, midrabbanan hu diyathir, it's only yasa midrabbanan. And therefore the svar is, hai diyavari surah kansu rabbanan, this Reuben that did an isra by planting his vegetables in the vineyard, he did the isra terv, the rabbanan put a knas upon him, that his vegetables are also asklarakarim. But the layavari surah shimin, the owner, that did not do anything wrong with his grapes, like kansu rabbanan, the rabbanan did not make a knas. Avul hocha, but over here, lehme kavachayma. Let us now have a kavachim here that have solved this machshava of eating a chatzik kezayis of the lechem by itself does not make of eating a chatzik kezayis of eating the, from the korban does not make pigul, even though usually the machshavas on the korban makes pigul on the lechem. Here, where the machshavas on the basar itself does not make pigul on itself, how could it help to be mitzarif to make pigul on the lechem? So that's the question. Tumor says, man di master lo akvosim, the one that asks this question upon the kvosim, upon this part of the Mishnah, so kvosim udi yusku kuzelezeh l'tznufa. He only asks the question by kvosim and shtei lechem, because they both have to be picked up together. Avul toidu ba by korban toidu, lo yusku kuzelezeh l'tznufa, loy, since you do not have to pick them up together, the korban toidu and the lachma, therefore it's called separate of things. The Rashi says, not so poshid lay, tloy tigul lechem. It's not so simple by the Torah that there the machshava would not help to make a korponim the lechem a pigul. Now Rabba Bezuti boyi lohoch. He has to share like this, that the boy minei Reb Lez Merav. Reb Lez has to share from Rav. What's going to be hashoichet es hakeves lechol kezayis mechaveru lamochor? If you shecht one keves and you have in mind the kezayis from the other one tomorrow, ma, what's the locha? So the question is, all right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. So again, the shaila was, when you made a shchitas on the kevis, and you had in mind then, lech lo kezayis mechaveiroi, lemocha to the kezayis of the other one tomorrow. So the question is, what do you mean to say when you say the word chaveiroi? Chaveiroi keves mashma v'loy mefagel. Don't we say what he meant to say, I'll lead the kazayas from the other kevas tomorrow, so pshita then there's no chalpigu? You can't be mechashav on one kevas on the other one. I do maybe no lechem mashma. Maybe what he meant to say is that b'shas the shchita of this kevas to have a moin teeth from the lechem tomorrow, and then a mafagale, then I'll call upon the lechem would become pigul. Shal, what did he mean to say? Omalais, he answered back to him to Nisu, read like this. Shachat echad min akvosim. Lechol mi menu lemochor. If you have a mind teeth from the kevas itself tomorrow, so who pigul the chavera kosher? That the korban itself becomes pigul, but the chavera, the other one, is kosher. We'll soon see what the word chavera means here. What's going to be lechol me chavera lemochor? Let's say you have a mind teeth from the other one tomorrow, then shnen ksherim. Salma, we see clearly, what does the word chavera mean here? Chavera kevas mashma. We see clearly the word kevas, the chavera here, means it's the other kevas. Therefore, if you have a moin teat from the korban itself tomorrow, so it's only chapigl upon this korban, not upon the other kevas. And if you have a moin b'shach the shchit of one kevas, teat from the other kevas tomorrow, then nothing is chal. We see clearly the word chavera means the kevas. Samura says, Duma may be to parish Biyama Chavera Kevis. Maybe here, Pshat over here is where he went to explain himself clearly. And he said, what do I mean to say Chaveroi? He means Kevis. But maybe when he says the word Stam, Chaveroi, it's a suffix. Maybe Chaveroi would mean the Lechem. So here you would not have a Pshitis to his Shiloh. So that was Rab Abba Zuti Shiloh when he says, Bishashkitis a Kevis, to have in mind teeth from the Kazayas of Chaveroi, Lamachor, it's a Taka Shiloh. Does chavera mean from the lachma that it would be chal pigul on the lachma at least? Or does chavera mean from the other korban and then it will not be chal pigul? The other Mishnah says, Hazevach mefagalas anasochim, that if you have pigul in the korban, so the nasochim also become pigul. Means the mincha that comes with the korban becomes pigul. Misha kitshubakli, if the mincha was already hooked, I should put into a klisharis. So when then, and then you made a shchita on the korban, and you had a morning of Shevas Pigol, it's also chal pigol upon the nesachim, the mincha comes with it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Now ha nesachim eina mefaglam es hazevach. If we have a morning teat to nesachim tomorrow, that does not make pigol in the korban itself. Kate said, what's the case? Ha shechir es hazevach, yeshech in the korban eidol, let's say now. Lechol mimenu lemachor. You have a mind teat from the korban itself tomorrow, not a korban, not a korban shlamin, send a lachas hu unasachim of a golem. Both of them become pigul, both the korban and the nesachim. What's going to be if you have a mind b'shashchitas a korban, la'akrib nesachim l'machor? You have a mind to bring the nesachim tomorrow, then only ha nesachim of a golem, but hazevach enim of a fugul, again, when you only have a mind for the tuffel, only the tuffel becomes pigul, and not the yikar, not the korban. The Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanim, Niskei Behema Chayov Amalei Mishum Pigul." That the Nesachim that comes with the korban, it's also Chal Pigul upon the Nesachim. When you have Pigul in the korban, it's also Chal Pigul in the Nesachim. Why? Mifnei Shedam Hazevach Matir in the korav. Because what's Matir to bring this Mincha to bring the Nesachim? Only the dam of the korban. Therefore, the dam is being Matir the Nesachim. Therefore, Pigul is Chal upon the Nesachim also. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Omrulele Rabbi Meir, Sechom said that's Rabbi Meir. Valoi Odom, maybe Zivche Hayom Nesachim Ad Yud Yomim. Listen, you can bring the korban today, and you can bring the Nesachim, the Mincha, in 10 days from now. And since you can bring them in 10 days from now, it's not the pshat that the Zrikas of the korban is being matthew the Nesachim. Rashi says, Alma, we see, Lav Mizivche Ninu. It's not called part of the korban. So Amal Henry may answer back, Afani lo yamarti elav aboyim emazavach enech nami. I'm only talking about a case where he brings the Nesachim the same day he brings the korban. So that's when he holds that when you bring the korban to the Nesachim with it, it's like a chal pigul, it's called like part of the korban then. Amalai, so he's answered back to him, Efshel ishnoysel ezevach achar, but still you could change it to use in a socket for another korban, so why is it called part of the first korban? Amar Ravus, this Ravus says, so Ramea says, no, hukvu b'shchita. They'll tell you, Taka, once you make the shchita of the korban, kalach me toida, that once you make the shechita of a korban and you have the nesach and the mincha set aside for that korban, the nesachim is like kavua for this korban. You can't change it for another korban. Just like the lachmei toida. Once you shech the korban toida, the lachmei toida is hukva for that korban. Tana rabbanim, what's in a price like this? Lug shem and shel metzora is chayav u'malor mishum pigul. The lug shem and shel metzora taki yichayav pigul. If they should dam osham matiru lebohenois, divur Rabbi Meir, that when a mitzvah has his korban brought, so b'shach tashchit of the osham, if you have a mind to eat from the osham tomorrow, so it's chal pigul not only in the osham, also in the luk shemen is also chay mishum pigul, and that's the reason if they should dam osham matiru lebohenois. That's only after you made the shchita, the zrikas of the korban osham, that's what smart you to use the luk shemen to put on the behenis of the mitzvah. Therefore, the korban is being matter the lug. Therefore, it's chal pigul upon the lug also. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Or mulal Rabbi Meir. Say back to Rabbi Meir. I v'aloy oda mevi yashar mehayoyim v'lug mikan v'yajid yomim. Why is it called biglal there? A person can bring his korban ashram today, and the mitzvah they could first use his lug in 10 days from now. So it's not called this korban is being matter the lug shemen. Or mulahem. He said back in echnami. Afani lo yamatu of a boyim osham. I'm also not talking about boyim osham. When you bring the lug with the shemen, then he says if you have a machshavas pigul in the osham, it's also chal pigul upon the lug, the shemen. Omalai said back to him, but efshel shnoisel yosham achar. I this lug, you could still use it for another korban osham. So why is it called pigul with this korban? Omal Rava, Rava said, and echnami kisover rimeir may holds. Yes, that once they make the shechita on the korban osham of a mitzvah, and you have your lug set aside, that lug is kavua. That lug has to be brought for this korban osham. And echnami, you don't have to bring it today. You could bring it in 10 days from now. But I call upon him that shemen is set aside has to be used for this korban osham. Therefore, the svar is if you plan to use the osham today, we consider as if the shechita, the korban osham, is being matir of the shemen. And therefore, we have a machshavas pigul in the yosham, who adin is chal the pigul upon the shemen also. All right, we'll stop here.